This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I personally think that squat toilets would definitely help you doing a number two easier. But at the same time, it's a bit hard for me to personally to like reach and manage and clean myself.
And it's 5:48 p.m. And of course, this next story is all about that very private moment that all of us experience on a daily basis. I think this is a big hit.
It was
a big
back
hit.
In my time.
Salt and pepper. There you go. Well, of course, we're talking toilets, be it squatting or sitting, and this is actually part of the conversation happening in Japan as the country prepares for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics. I think they're expecting about 14 million visitors from around the globe, and the question is that perhaps the traditional squatting toilets are just not sufficient enough.
That's right. Do you squat or do you sit? So the country that's most famous for its toilets is actually rethinking their strategy. I mean, you know, if Japan is looking to make progress where toilets are concerned, the rest of us should just go in the field.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no competition there.
That's right. I mean, they're spearheading all sorts of innovative approaches to make that experience so much more intimate and clean and hygienic.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So apparently many foreign visitors are puzzled over how to use those squat toilets. They shunned them as unsanitary. And I don't know, I didn't realise that they had so many squat toilets in Japan. It's not something that I noticed.
right.
But their major tourist spots have about 4,000 public toilets. Mm-hmm. Japan Tourism Agency said 58% of them are Western style, so you sit. 42% are actually the squat type.
Yeah, and of course this notion that the toilet, westernization, quote-unquote, movement has been gaining momentum in Japan, a lot of municipalities actually face financial difficulties in renewing their toilets despite the subsidies provided by the central government. So it actually costs up to several million yen to renovate an entire toilet building.
Yep, that's right. So they're looking at renovating quite a lot of them, moving from the squatting to the sitting. But you know, they have yet to deal with the Malaysian toilet goer who squats on seats.
Oh, that's right.
It's the best of both worlds.
It's almost a circus act. There's footprints everywhere.
There's that. And there's also, the whole, when it comes to the Malaysian toilet goer, there's also the what's in the box, because there's that game that you play when you go into the public toilet and the lid is shut.
Oh, dear.
And then you have to stand there
holding
onto your pee and asking yourself, do I dare to open this lid?
That's right.
Yeah, the answer's always no.
It could be a floater. Yeah. We're crossing over to Singapore now. Where Jack Sim, founder of the World Toilet Organization, he's on the line, and thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us, Jack. Help break it down for us. Are squat toilets really unsanitary? I mean, it's been an integral part of Asian toilet culture for so long. Plus, there are all these claims that squatting is actually how nature intended for us to do the deed.
Yeah, the squat toilet is actually the natural position for people to defecate. And if you have the seat toilet, you actually do not empty your bowel completely, because that is not the natural way. However, the seat toilet is more fashionable, more comfortable for the old folks, and the Western people do not know how to squat anywhere. They will fall down, right? So squat toilet is also good for anal cleaning, because you do not wet the seat cover and do not make the place too dirty. So I think that there is advantage. However, I know that the world is switching to the seat toilet, and so there is this new bidet toilet from Japan, which is now quite popular, where you can wash and not wet everywhere.
Right. But Jack, it is hard to change habits if you're used to squatting, I guess. You know, we've seen that here in Malaysia, all these squatters just can't adapt to sitting. And like we said, you know, all these footprints on the toilet seats, really not a pretty picture. So do you think it'll be similarly difficult for the Japanese?
More than about 80% of Japanese are now using the bidet toilet. And when they travel, they find it very uncomfortable that the bidet toilet is not available. So the Hindus and the Muslims and the Jews are washer, and the rest of the people are wipers. And so washing is very clean if you have either the bidet toilet or you wash with your fingers, then you have to wash with soap. And it's very clean. Whereas wiping is cleaner if you don't have soap and you have the toilet paper. And very often people find that more convenient. So there are pros and cons. But as I said, the fashion is going towards it. So the wash toilet is quite popular.
Right. So
if you're washer or wiper, I didn't know that you could almost categorize.
Oh yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Very cultural. So is Japan doing away with squatting toilets, Jack? Do you think the rest of Asia should follow suit?
For every toilet design, you have to understand what are the demographics going into the toilet. If the user is this kind of people, then you use this kind of toilet. So you have to understand the problem from the user point of view rather than to make a generic one. And if you are in Japan or India, it's better to have a squat toilet with a... But then if you are in a high-class hotel or residence, then you want to have seated toilet. So the solution is always human-centered and solve it according to the way that they will behave.
Well, certainly that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, thank you very much for that, Jack. That was Jack Sim, founder of the World Toilet Organization, with his thoughts on squatting versus sitting toilets over in Japan. And the solutions, he's right. It's got to be human-centered.
Well, it certainly does. It have to be human-centered, but every human is different in that respect, and this we know, right? So wash or wipe, sit or squat, you tell us.
Call us at 03-77-10-9000. If you know, I hate to say this, but somebody who feels very, very passionately about the issue of toilets and toilets is actually our CEO, Mali Ali. We'll have a serious meeting and then we can get straight into sort of the mechanics of a toilet bowl.
It's rather disturbing because the whole company is quite familiar with his toilet habits by now.
That's right. Here's some music by the Beach Boys, Surf and Safari, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.